Hello, hello, hello. Welcome.
T-Dorez, we're back.
Season 2, loading and ready.
Ready for ya.
Locked and loaded.
Yes, yes. So today, what we're going to touch on for the beautiful people, man.
Today, we are taking it back to hostel living. And it's kind of a bit of a solo YOLO part two, because obviously, you know, go to hostels by yourself. We're going to talk about, you know, pros and cons, if you guys share our hostel experiences with you guys, and also let you know where exactly we stayed in hostel, what countries we stayed in hostel, and just a little bit about that country and what to do.
Perfect. So, as per usual, our Disturbing London, as we do. Banky, where did you go and what did you eat?
My God, I've been a pig this weekend. you know, it's Easter weekend. So it was Easter weekend, should I say. I went to the National Theatre to watch a play called Downstate. Okay. It was about four abusers, but I found myself actually feeling sorry for them. So if you do go and watch it, warning. Wow. It's comedy, stroke serious, stroke all kinds of ratchet. It's good. And what I ate, I went to Dinorama, and it's £3 entry to get in, by the way, so just warning you, which is not really good for street food and food courts. They're normally free.
Where is
Just behind Shoreditch and Curtin Road.
Oh, not where the car wash.
Yes, right near the car wash. Yeah, so I was not happy. But I got some jerk fries from White Men Can't Jerk. That's actually the name. Yes. And that day I kind of went on an eating expedition. I also went to Soho Joe's, which does beautiful, beautiful breakfast. I managed to swindle 2 free cocktails.
Okay. So, once again, I'm back on being humble because, you know, come back from Milan, so one has to watch the pennies.
Lies.
I'm watching the pennies.
She going out today. Lies.
That's not the point. No, so I haven't really done... Eating wise, okay, so last Saturday, I can't remember the name of the pub, but there's this little pub I go to in near Vauxhall. So when I go dance class at Base Dance Studio, which is on Tinworth Street, there's like a pub on the corner, which is just nice little cocktails. Had my usual porn star martini, and I think I just had like a burger this time. I just wanted a nice, you know, I just want a bit of meat. Mm-hmm. A nice burger. I think it's only retailed altogether at like £15.
Nice.
I'd be saving money. Can't remember the name, but it's literally, if you ever buy Base Dance Studio, like there's a little pub on the corner, like say probably a 3 to 5 minute walk from Vauxhall Station. So that's where I was, but nothing too exciting, sadly. I'm being humble.
I'm trying. Shireen's humble is like, let me tell you a story. Shireen, yeah, she'll say small, or just a little bit, or it's casual, and she'll turn up looking like Beyonce, and you're just like, she lied to me, you know. So don't listen to her.
No, it's not intentional. Like, we'll discuss this another day, but like, I look crap going to work. If you see me going to work, yeah. It's a disgrace. It's a shame. So, like, it's the only time I can express who I am. But, yeah. I am literally not the means when they're like, don't dress up. And so I'm both through in a fur coat. Like, that's actually me. Yeah. But anywho, I digress. Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
Allow me. So, as per usual, what is our travel news for this week?
Did you guys hear about the terrorist attacks in Sri Lanka?
Yes.
That, you know, were directed and aimed at the churches on Easter as well. What kind of sick, depraved person does that? Mm. And the death toll at the moment is about 329.
Well, I have seen that blowing up, because the thing is, obviously, we just had what happened at Notre Dame. Mm. And I think I saw something on Twitter that was saying, basically, are they going to give a percentage to Sri Lanka? I doubt they will. But this is some of the issues when it comes to like tragedies abroad, or tragedies in general. Obviously, I know they're from different continents, etc., etc. But I don't know. I just think it's better to come together as a world cause, really, because Notre Dame, I understand why they want to rebuild it, but I'm sure they could take a percentage of that money. But we don't know what's happening. There might be people helping, but I just find with a lot of issues that happen in inverted commas, they call it third world countries. Which it is, but I don't like to look at it like that. Mm. It's like, they say they're doing this and people do donate, but there's just always that issue that it just never gets rebuilt to where it should be, or the family don't get that, what's the word?
The support and the help.
Yeah, the support and the help that they need. So we'll see how that unfolds, really. But it's quite a shame, actually. It's a big shame.
Our prayers and peace go out to the family. Yes. And consolations, family and friends of those affected.
So, yeah. Until our topic then. So let's breeze through this one. So basically, I went Milan recently and Banky went to Ibiza, was it early?
Last year now. Yeah.
And we both had the opportunity to stay in a hostel, which is something that, something I never thought I'd do. But that's actually a lie. So I think years ago I had a friend and him and some friends stayed in a hostel in Paris. So this was about, this was like uni time. So this was like a good 7, 8, I don't even know how many years ago. And I remember, obviously, because they were boys, they were talking about it. And he's like, why don't you just stay? And I think this is when I was kind of slightly getting into travel, but I hadn't traveled a lot. And I was just like, a hostel. He's saying it's cool, but they're boys. They're a bit nasty when they're ready. Like, they're going to be slumming it. So I never, ever thought about it again. As time's gone on, I went to like the Amsterdam Weekender, which a lot of people go to back in the day, and they don't tell you that where you stay is actually a hostel. So when I got there, I had the shock of my life. I got there, like, obviously we didn't pay for the, they had two tiers, so it was like the basic and like slightly high end or whatever you want to call it. So I was just like, yeah, let me just go for basic, it will be calm. It was a hostel. Oh, but you know, it wasn't that bad, but it was the shock, and obviously it was a black trip. A lot of the black people was in shock because we were like, why is this? Everyone's like, what the hell is this like? This hostel had some winding stairs. Yeah, we got to Amsterdam, it was raining, so I was having to bring up my pizza case up these winding stairs. We had a 3-bed because there was 3 of us that knew each other, so he was like, all right, I'll put you up together. I just remember getting in there, I said, Jesus Christ, what have I done? The bathroom was actually nice and warm, but you know your first look and you're just like, what on earth is this? So that was actually my first experience at the hostel, but then because we were all staying in there, it just didn't really feel like a hostel experience until my most recent one. But Banky, because you went on your hostel trip first, why did you decide to get a hostel in Ibiza?
Okay. Well, I decided to get a hostel because, you know, Ibiza, like, you need to sell a kidney, kind of, to really enjoy yourself out there. It's quite expensive. And it was, I was going for a rave festival and with 2 other girls. Closer to the time, they dropped out, so it was just me one. So I knew I had a friend out there who was staying with her family, but I didn't want to impose. So I stayed there for one night to try and keep the cost down because I could not afford the hotel. It was $750. And they were not, you know, for 3-4 nights, and they were not dialing back on the price. So I thought, listen, I can either lose my money or I can actually just go, and it will help my confidence, help my self-esteem, and just see if I can really just do this thing alone and get, you know, have a new experience. So then I looked for cheaper options, and the cheapest option was a hostel. So I booked the hostel via booking.com and just literally said 1-2 prayers and hope for the best.
Was you sharing or was it Ace?
Yeah, it was. I was sharing. It was a 6-bed dorm.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I got the top bunk.
You have to get the top bunk, Anna.
Hey, big auntie like me, I'm going to go and climb these steps to get to the top.
I did it too.
Okay. It was interesting. They gave me fresh sheets, a locker, so security was good. The actual hostel, it was kind of like Matrix, you know. We had to like register our fingerprint at the reception and use that fingerprint was assigned to a room.
Okay.
And it was your fingerprint that opened your room. So you knew it was secure. I was just like, this is wow.
Okay.
Like, I was really impressed.
So in regards to my experience with hostels, obviously everyone's kind of doing hostels now, especially when they go into like Asia, so Thailand, Sri Lanka, and it looks fire. I see it and I'm just like, wow. So for me, when I was planning to go to Milan was the same thing. I wanted to keep the cost down. Milan was very last minute. I just wanted a break. I went cheap and cheerful because it was never in my travel plans. So I was looking, I was just like, okay, I actually want to do the hostel thing. I haven't got a proper bucket list, but it was on my to-do list to say, I'm not saying you have to do a hostel if you're a traveller, because there's different styles of travellers, but for me, it's the same with you. It's like, I want to do something different, work on my confidence. So it was just like, okay, I'm going to do this hostel thing. I did actually want a single person hostel because growing up, like, it's just not something we do as black people. Yeah, we're not used to sharing with people unless it's family. Even me coming from Birmingham, that only now they understand about flat sharing. That's just not them. It's just none of that. So I was like, okay, find a single person hostel. I'm cool. Spoke to a few people about it. A lot of people was not very supportive, which is not a problem, but it was more based on safety. Mm-hmm. My parents wasn't too bad. They're like, as long as you're not sharing, that's fine. Spoke to this guy I know, and he had done a hostel. So he was like, no, you need to share. Like, that's the real hostel experience, how you're supposed to meet people. So I'm battling with it. The time I'm taking to battle with it, the hostel that I wanted had gone. So it was just like, okay, the Airbnbs were coming up a lot for a single person. So were the apartments that if it was two people, it would be cheaper. So I said, you know what? I've just got to do this. So I booked it. What I actually did was I put a call out on Twitter. I was just like, anyone's views on hostels, anyone that stayed in Italy. And there was a girl that messaged me back called Road to Culturedom. And she was just like, okay, I've been Milan. This is where me and my sister stayed. It was nice. It was clean. Easy to navigate. And she's like, we was in, I don't think there was in a six-person one. But they were basically saying that some nights people weren't even in there. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to take this leap. Not going to talk about it too much because naturally people, not intentionally, but naturally they're going to be pessimistic because more down to safety, if anything. Booked it and I booked via, not bookings.com, Hostelworld.
Okay,
so yeah, one thing, no, I don't like them.
Right.
So one thing that I'm learning to do now to save money is to see where I can get cashback deals, etc., etc., because we're about saving the coins. So I found this hostel, looked through a lot of things, and I found that I think I'm through Top Cash. They had like, I think it was like 15 or 30% or something cashback. So I was like, that's fine. Let me book through them. Booked. I thought I booked a female only one, but I clearly didn't. So I think I booked it and I also paid the bit extra to for a cancellation fee if I need to cancel. So I think I did now. I'm reflecting back on it. The time came, I realised I didn't want to cancel. Fine. What Bookings did, so no, Hostelworld did, was they only charged me a reserve fee. So I was like, oh, that's even better. How kind of them. That's lovely. So obviously, pay the reserve fee. And they're like, when you get there, pay. Got there. And they're like, oh, can we have the payment first? So I said, fine. Paid them. They said the price. It will come back to me. I think altogether I paid, like, say, about $150 to $170 for about four nights. Okay. And then I got the receipt. And the receipt wasn't matching up. So I'm just like, okay. So you just, you know, you're not registering it. So I went into the dorm. It was really nice. So they're called, how do I pronounce it? Mienge. I think they're called Mienge is how I pronounce them. They have quite a few around. And when I got there, there was a guy sleeping in the hostel. You might have seen it on Instagram. So he was in bed taking a nap.
A mixed one.
They gave me a mixed one!
Oh, did you apply for all female?
I thought I did, but they're saying they don't do all females, but it was a mixed one. Close up open, this guy's having a nap, so it was nice in there, but it's just like, whatever. That's the first thing I'm like, what on earth have I done? But the fact I'm quite friendly, I was just like, hi, he's from Germany, spoke to him for a bit. And I was like, Sam, should you pay? Because I just want to know what's going on. And he's just like, oh, £25 a night. I got to look at my receipt. My receipt says £25 for maybe one night. Some of the nights was 20, was like 40. The price varied. So this is something you need to be careful on. So I was a bit worried in that. I was just like, they've conned me. Speaking to my friend on the phone, he's like, yeah, he's like, that's what you paid. You might have got a hotel. So now, like, the fear is setting in. I'm like, I might be staying with a mass murderer. You know, this is not good. I've overpaid. What have I done? It was raining when I got to Milan. So I'm already like, what have you done, Shireen? I'm not even going to phone my parents. So I went down. I said, what's the deal? So one thing, be very careful when you book through third-party sites in that they obviously charge you more. So Hostelworld put an extra fee on. So I said to them, can you reverse it? And then I pay you direct. And they were like, no. And they said as well, with some hostels, depending on the availability and the demand, the price for the nights change. So with this hostel, Mienge, if you pay directly to them, it's fine. Obviously, you can't put in the cancellation policy, which is also what added onto my price, because I don't think I remembered that I added that on. So all them things add up. So make sure you check that out first and really do your research. So I probably would have saved a good £50 maybe if I didn't book through them. But I decided, you know what, I'm just going to have to just get on with it. What else happened? I tried to phone my bank to reverse it. They said no. I was pissed, but then once I got into the flow of things, it was absolutely fine. But yeah, hostel experience is interesting. Was there any interesting hostel stories you had, or did yours go quite smoothly?
They charge you a city tax fee, which I was like,
yes.
What are you charging me city tax fee?
Well, you do that a lot in Europe, though, innit?
Yeah, I found it a bit. This is not the price that I was quoted.
Yes.
Let me just cuckoo pay in it. I don't want to be the one that stands out. And then when I was registering my fingerprint, I stayed in hostel Amistad.
Mm-hmm.
Amistad, and that was in Santorini. Sorry, not Santorini. I'm thinking about another trip, you know. I'm all dreaming. That was in San Antonio. My bad, sorry. And I got a warm welcome, actually. Two black people came up to me, two guys, and then they were like, oh, are you staying here? Welcome. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, okay, the people are really, really friendly.
Okay.
So this was just in the reception. So I'm thinking, I'm going up to my room, I'm thinking I'm going to get a warm welcome in the room, and there was no one there. So I was like, ooh. Okay, I'm thinking I've got it all to myself. Then in the night, some drunk girl comes stumbling, and I was like, oh, hello. So I wasn't alone. But all in all, the bathroom was clean. I bought flip flops, you know, them Primark ones, 90p.
I'm just clapping.
Because yes. I was like, I ain't putting my good foot in to get a veruca.
No.
In the bathroom. I even do it in certain hotels. If I see the hotel is like a little bit budget, I'm like, I'm not putting my good
them Primark inside. Slippers, sandals, Lifesaver.
90p.
No, actually, no, mine were from one Nigerian wedding.
Is it?
No, them aunties come around with the flip-flops. Listen, you see these flip-flops, they come to the gym, they come on holiday, because that's the thing. It's the cleanliness. And I think for us as black people, or people in general, it's just like, how is the bathroom going to be? Because it's got this thing about showers.
I don't even mind if the room is shoddy, but if the bathroom is okay, it's fine.
Yeah, we had the same. Like, so I had my flip-flops. It was absolutely fine, like, until the third guy came. So I was in a four. Was it four? I was in a four. So for us, I don't know about you, we had... It's like you literally just lay something on the bed to secure which one is your bed. So they had t-shirts. The top bunk was free. For me, it was like, jump on the top bunk, because if anything happens, you know someone is coming for you. So if you need to kick down somebody, you can do it from the top bunk. So yeah, there's the first guy, the German guy. Another guy came that was lovely. They left. And then this other guy came. And when I say, he was leaving some serious hair in the shower, but I just was pissed. I was pissed. Yeah. But then I'd just clean it out, have my slippers on, but keep calling them slippers, flip-flops, whatever you want to call them. But it's just, for me, it's like, I don't like confrontation. So at the same time, I thought, you know, I'm not even going to say anything. I'm just going to get on with it. And I spoke to the newer lot that came a bit, but not as much. Like, I literally just got on with it. Like, personally, I'd say, if you're going to stay in a hostel, there were certain things that I felt was important that I brought in order to keep me going. So I had my earplugs, because I'm very big when it comes to sound. Like, I need to be silent, but you have to be understanding that the other person might want to watch TV. So you don't want to be that person that's like, shut the TV off. So I have my earplugs and I have my eye mask. Any valuables, obviously bring your own padlock. A lot of them do supply them, but I would suggest bring your own, and maybe bring more than one. So bring like a smaller one and a bigger one, because the padlock holes
are quite big.
Some of them are big,
yes. Some of them are really big. Some are really awkward and angled. Yeah. They only go like clockwise, at 90 degree angles. Yeah. So that's
so bring that. To know. So I think I brought a bigger one. I don't usually bring that padlock. I just threw it in the bag, which is like my gym one. It's more like an industrial one. And that was perfect. So have your padlock. Make sure some people left their stuff out. I locked up everything because I can't take that risk. I'm trying to think, because this is the thing, I've already gone and stayed in a hostel. Imagine my stuff gets stolen, then it's, oh, see.
You went to go stay in hostel.
You went to go stay in hostel. So it's just easier just to have everything sorted. Like, to me, I thought it was fine. Like, the hostel I was in, when I was researching before, I think I googled hostels in Milan or best places to stay, and it gave me the list of the top three. The one I wanted, I couldn't get, and some of them would tell you if it's better for partying, if it's better for solo. So check that out as well, because I think a bit further down, to say about a few train stops away, I saw another hostel I looked at. This hostel was ram. Like, this hostel, they had parties, karaoke nights, like the locals came to that hostel, everything. So if you want a quiet night, that's not the one. But the one I stayed in, it was full because the week after was Arts Week, but you didn't really see loads of people. Like, there was space to chill in the lounge area. One of the things that I didn't know is they have kitchens there, so you can cook, bring your own food. The only thing is, which I made a mistake, is they often say, like, label your bags and things like that. I labelled mine. They'll leave labels just to keep your food safe. People could still try and steal it out of the fridge. The last day, I didn't label the food because I was like, oh, it's the last day. I just need to change the bag because the bag was wet. Please believe I've come back and cleared out the fridge. Every single person's food that was not labelled got chopped out. I had a whole nice dish of, like, cooked down tuna with rice gone. Chocolate gone, everything gone, but I couldn't be mad because it said label it, and it is good that they are cleaning the fridge.
Yeah,
but they could have put a damn note to say we're going to clear out, because that fridge, half the people there, like, there was hardly anything left. So that was one of the things I'd say be very mindful of if you're staying in a hostel. But I thought the experience was great. Like, I probably would stay in one again. I wouldn't rush to, but it depends on the trip that I'm going on. Like, that experience was amazing, but I'd say just keep reading the reviews. But it's definitely something that I think everyone should... everyone should try. But it depends on how you holiday, you know what I mean? I think if I was going on a group trip with the girls, to be fair, I'd say, let's get a hostel if it works out cheaper. Could it be fun? Because hopefully they'll put you all together.
Yeah, they will. If you can
if you request it.
Yeah,
they can put you together.
So, yeah, that would be fun. I would like to do one, like, in the cottage, like, in a cabin in the woods or something, like a sleepover. It'd be kind of cool. But then luxury, but kind of, like, hostel vibes
So,
yeah, I would definitely recommend a hostel.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your research before.
Please research.
Research any taxes and, obviously, read the notices that are about.
Yes.
Try and get one with a pool. I had a pool view.
Did that pool? Was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving a pool.
I had a pool. Yeah. That was nice. I dipped 1-2 toes in a pool, innit? Quick selfies, innit? Yeah, but I didn't take a swim because the festival I was going to, also check your location, was 40-minute drive away from where I was staying.
For holiday, that's far. Like, London, that's calm, you know what I mean? But holiday, that's far.
And the transport is not that great. I mean, they use my taxis out there, but where I was staying, they didn't have any available my taxis. Oh. So I had to use the meter taxis. Mm. And they were going for 40 euros at a bob. So
what did you do? How did you even call?
I had to just message my mum and say, Margie, can you send me a little bit more money, please? I'll pay you back. But it was that deep. So imagine that's 80 euros, not to talk of, like, drinks when you're out and stuff like that.
So were they running, so did they have, like, local buses in the day?
They had some local buses, but then it was like a 10-15 minute walk to the bus station. So in the daytime, that's fine, but I only found out about that on the third and final day. So do ask questions at the reception and do ask for local maps, guys. Please save you a lot of money. And I got this taxi that dropped me there, so I got his number. And he was literally my lifesaver. He charged me a little bit less, but still a lot. So he was charging me like 30 euros, which was less than what I was paying, but still a lot. So do check where you're staying is close to, you know, the place that you're going in terms of festival-wise or party-wise or attractions, as Shireen said, make sure it's central. Think you're saving money on hostel, but I'm spending a lot of money on transport.
Yes.
So it's not really balancing out.
I think that's good for people to know anyway when they travel, because my thing was in Milan as well. I find, even though I research, sometimes I don't research as in-depth, so I ask questions and stuff, but just being by train stations and having transport nearby is key, because like I said, you don't want to be so far out that, okay, it was cheaper, but to get back in is a problem, but then staying close to the centre can be expensive, so it's just balancing it out, really. Like, where I was, the girl told me it was quite close. I didn't realise how close it was, but the train station was literally opposite. That made things a lot easier. But anywhere you go, even when you're flying from the UK, it's good to check how you're going to get to the airport, how costly is it, because sometimes you'll book these flights thinking, okay, the flight's cheap. Two things, you have to pay the taxi man, and you're paying £40-50 to get to your flight. Like, you might as well have just changed the flight time and stuff like that. So I think that is key.
Makes no sense. What lessons would you say you learnt from hostel living?
Hostel living? Oh, I'd say, okay, bring the flip-flops, definitely the lesson. I'd also say it's good to talk, because for me, people told me things to do in Milan, and I'm so grateful for what people told me, but I'm about discovering and hidden gems. You can only find hidden gems from people that have been there or people that live there. So in the hostels, I would ask people, so what are you doing? Where did you go? Did it force me out of my comfort zone? Yes and no, because you know what? I'm comfortable talking to people anyway. So it did, in that I may not have spoke to this 45-year-old French guy, but I still felt quite comfortable. Like, I felt a lot more at peace than I thought I would. But like you said, before I got there, I prayed hard. When I got there, I prayed hard, because I was like, I'm not coming here for anything to happen, because naturally people are going to be like, oh, you shouldn't have gone, this happened, blah, blah, blah. And like, to kind of go with the flow is what we always say with traveling, but don't be afraid to ask. Even, like I said, it's not about seeing someone that looks like you, that's why you have to talk to them. If someone's on their own, or they just to be as a nice person, just say, hi, how are you, how's your trip doing? So that's the main thing, just communicate. And just try new experiences.
lessons I learned. Carry antibacterial wipes if you're about that life. Do talk to people, but in hostels you're kind of forced to talk to people. And ask questions. Like, luckily, it was only in the second night we realised that me and my hostel mate, or my bed mate, I don't know what to call it. to the same strip.
Yes.
So we were able to get a taxi back. The second day she was just like, babe, I've been spending 40 euros on taxi, how about you?
Yes.
I said, yes, me too. So we exchanged Instagram details and we messaged each other on Insta and say like when she's finished. So I was still partying it up, you know me, last to leave. And she was like, she waited for me. So she waited for me at the local, at the place that she went to. So I think she went to Pasha.
Yeah.
And then I walked to Pasha, which wasn't too bad. It was like a 10-minute walk. Mm-hmm. And we were able to get a taxi from there with two other people that she met that were also at our hostel.
See?
So that ended up like 10 euros each. I was so happy. I said, wow, thank God. But if I hadn't spoke to them and, you know, told them what my plans were and they told me, we would never know.
But this is the thing. It's not being afraid to talk to strangers is very key, because I said my hostel experience was fine. It wasn't as busy. But like I said, I met a lady in the kitchen. I was just like to her, oh, your sarvi's nice. Because I'm like that. If I see something nice, I compliment. I say hi. And then she was from East London. So I was like, oh, Londoner. And then I think we exchanged WhatsApps. So she was like, yeah, well, she was like, start cooking your food while you're there, which is something I wasn't going to do. And she was doing. And then she messaged me in the day and we ended up going to like the canal together. We did a few things together and it was so nice to have company, which you didn't know, and just learn a bit more about her. She was Malaysian, so she spoke about a bit of her life. And she helped me a lot because she told me the little places to go. She inspired me actually, because it was nice to see a woman that, I don't know her whole story, but she hasn't got kids and she's not married, which is sometimes an issue in the Asian culture.
Yeah, definitely. But by she a certain was age, just, like, what, 25, 23?
Well,
like,
she was about in her 40s. Actually, I'm not sure, but I'm saying she may be about 40. I never have asked her. But to see her with so much boldness and so much love for travelling, even though she's doing it on her own, not thinking about what other people are saying, but also she was very savvy. So she was like, I'm not here to waste money. She was doing those little bus rides to places. Yeah. So her next trip was to Zurich. And she's like, I'm going to Zurich with £30. I said, £30? Like, she was buying her rice. She took me to a little Sri Lankan shop. Yeah. And we were buying rice and peppers and stuff like that. It was just such a nice experience to think, okay, I've come somewhere. I don't know anyone. And I met someone that she doesn't look like me. We probably have totally different lives, but we just get on. Just down to being in a hostel together, like, it was amazing. So talk to people and no resting bitch faces, man. Just smile.
You know, be friendly, be approachable, ask questions. Don't be afraid. If you're lost, you're lost. Don't be wrong and strong and just be going your own way, thinking, I don't need anybody. No, you need people.
Yes, you
You're
do.
In a foreign place, you know. Rely on those with local knowledge. Rely on those that have maybe been there before, or maybe just doing this lifestyle with you. Like Shireen said, she hadn't been there before. The other lady she met hadn't been there before, and they just kind of took that journey together. And you really do make lifelong connections, actually. Yes. I still speak to those ladies that I met in Ibiza. And obviously, being on your own, you and when you're friendly and you've got a good spirit, you do attract
good people
and good things. So I got a lot of freebies when I was out there. And, yeah, did some wild stuff.
I think everyone should do it once. Just, like I said, just research, because obviously there probably is bad hostel stories. If anyone has any, let us know. And obviously, stranger danger and everything. You still have to be precautious and just have your wits about you. So one thing for me, when I solo travel, more people like to me, don't tell people you're on your own straight away, which I do that now and not tell them because someone told me don't say it, so I'm listening. So it's like at first I'll say, oh, I'm just staying with my auntie or something like that, and feel out the person first, because you still never know people's intentions. So just be a bit mindful at the same time. Just try and be streetwise. Just have little sense about you, you know what I mean? Just have a bit of sense.
And find out the freebies. Freebies are your best friend. There's a bus. It's a party bus in Ibiza. It's not free, but it's next, compared to Ibiza prices, it's next to nothing. I think it's about 2-3 euros, and it drops you all the party locations. So you get it from the city centre, and it drops you all the party locations, and it's on, I think, every half an hour, and then when it gets to like 2-3, it's on the hour. Mm-hmm. So it's that would have been beneficial and saved me at least probably 80 to 160 euros. Make friends, obviously. Yes. If you make friends with a taxi driver, they want, if you're taking a few different, don't be afraid to ask for their number, chirps them. If you're chatting them up, chirps them up, because they'll pick you. This guy literally rescued me when I had no one, I couldn't get in taxi, he came. So do make friends, and he was from England as well, actually, moved over with his wife. So that was quite cool, getting talking to them. What would you say, would you stay in hostel again?
I probably would. I don't know when and where, but I'd definitely check it out, because I'm finding Airbnb isn't even as cheap as it used to be sometimes.
They ask for a big, big deposit, you know, like you're renting, please. Only staying here for a few days.
It's not as cheap as it used to be. So I'm thinking my thing now is doing more affordable travel and just having a bit more sense with it, because I don't think it's about how much you spend, but the experience you have. So in Milan, one thing I was doing was I was bringing snacks out with me, because it's like, I might look bougie when I'm out there, but listen, we're out here saving coins, you know, like kids to pay for in the future. So I think just think about it first and look into it. And like I said, read the reviews. If you're not comfortable, definitely get a single person one. It's absolutely fine. Depending on the area. Some hostels are similar price to hotels, so do check that out as well. But check out all your options. Use Instagram, Twitter. I don't use Facebook, but I know there's a lot of travelling groups, just to ask people their advice and what they think. And also, don't let the naysayers change what you want to do. Because if it was down to me and listening to other people, I probably would have got scared and booked a hotel, and I would have had a completely different experience. So I would try it. I think I want to try it in Asia, because them hostels look lovely. So I think I do want to try it in probably Asia or somewhere like that, because I'll just be seeing all these little personal private pools and, you know, these little waterfalls. I want the waterfall. So yeah. Chasing waterfalls. I want it.
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you use.
Listen, I want that sea view, bedroom view, waterfall. Listen. But yeah.
So we're just trying to get the bed sheets pregnant. Allow it. Oh gosh. So, if you were to say, if someone was to say to you tomorrow, I'm going to Milan, what would you say is in top 5-10 places or things to do?
Milan, first thing I would say is go at the start of the month, because I think the first Sunday of the month, some of the museums are free. Yes. So go at the start of the month. Also, I didn't do this because of timing, and I don't know why I didn't do it, but there's this thing, I can't remember how to pronounce it. Sorry, my Italian is terrible, so all my pronunciations will be wrong. But I think it's called Apivito or something like that. So basically, from 7 till 10, it's like a happy hour on food and drinks, which I was told about before, but I didn't understand it. But it is very big out there. So certain areas, sorry about the pronunciation, Nagavelli. I'm going to call it Nagavelli. That's probably not even how you say it. There's this area that's very much like Shoreditch and Camden. I absolutely loved it. Loads of bars along the canal. And I think around there, they have a lot of those deals. So I think I had like a couple cheap cocktails. What else would I say? Obviously, go when it's warm. Milan is beautiful, but In the summer, it's even better. And once you're in the centre of Milan, there's a lot of things that you can actually walk to. So one of the days I decided to walk, can't remember why, and I stumbled on a lot of things. So you can walk a lot. What else I say for Milan? Cluster what you're doing. So I made the mistake, which it turned out well because I got some good pictures. But a lot of the museums are quite close to each other. I don't even like museums, I just go to them. But yeah, a lot of them are quite close to each other. So there was times where I'd go to one, not realise the other one was opposite it, and then ended up going back there 2 days later. So even though we say go with the flow, you might use your time a lot better. So I found some places I was rushing to. And also alongside that whole go the first of the month, there's also this like museum pass that you can buy. I think it's for 3 days, and it gets you into about 10 to 12 different places, so that is actually really good to get. So it's like €12 and use the pass instead of buying tickets for single ones. So you can actually research the name of that pass. I think I went to the museum and I went to buy like a single entry, and then I saw it because I think someone had told me. I was like, oh, so I was like, can you refund it? So I got this 3 day pass and I kind of just hopped along. What else did I say for Milan? Go early to do some of the excursions. I didn't get there very early because, to be fair, I wasn't even putting that pressure on myself. But parts of Milan, all the fancy museums, arty stuff, you can actually do in like the first 2 days and just blitz it and bang it out. So I think blitz through that, and then after that just relax and enjoy. And I think that'd be my main ones really. But yeah, Milan's beautiful. It's nice for solo. Great if you want to go with friends. Great for, like I said, summer. Beautiful. And like I said, speak to people. So I found this really nice bar called Lou Bar, which supposedly all the bloggers go to. That was quite nice. Where else? Found another hidden gem. Lou Bar was great. And I went to a rooftop swimming pool bar. Can't remember the name. Once again, I'll find it. Actually, it's in the highlights on our Tudoras. And sometimes just get a drink and sit and chill. So, yeah. What about you for Ibiza?
I would say bring your coins. I'm fully loaded. Download the My Taxis app.
Mm-hmm.
So you're booked and ready for taxis. If you do get a taxi, try and take their number.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can book with them directly, save you a bit of coins. Some parts are cashless, so they do take contactless and cards, which is good to know. So you don't always have to carry money with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's loads of parties and DJs and stuff that are out there, so do research the parties and DJs that are happening. I went to STK, which was really good. It's free entry. Solo. Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I went to STK in Abufa. So they do food there and they do a party till 3-4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a rooftop day party event there, which I went to in the day. I went to a place called San Antonio Beach, which is like kind of like equivalent of Nikki Beach kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That is a day party and it's really, really, really good. It's really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They got pools, a pool there, and pool party, and some beds.
Yeah.
So literally, bring about 80 to 100 quid with you. No lie, you'll have a really good time. But it is costly. You would need a day to rest to get over the amount that you spent when you're there. And do try their tequila rosé. It is a beautiful, beautiful, ooh, beautiful shot. I'm not one for milk because I'm lactose intolerant, but I had about 4 or 5 of those. I was living my best life. It was so nice. So nice. It's like a strawberry milkshake, but with tequila in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice. And you can actually get those online and on Amazon. And if you're from South Collier's Wood, there's this, a shop right by the station that does it. For the bottle there. Some Tesco's have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say don't leave Ibiza without trying tequila rosé. And you know, they have the shot girls and stuff there, so it's worth kind of getting the shots and drinks with the shot girls. They sell them for €5 as opposed to 10 at the bar. So that's another. And the shot girls were really, really friendly as well when we spoke to them. They recommended some stuff. And there's a local water park in San Antonio. I'll get the name of the water park. That was probably my cheapest day out in Ibiza. So do go. It's I think it was €12 entry, and I managed to get a full meal, pizza, drink, ice cream for €10. So it was really, really costly. Really cost effective, should I say. Obviously, check out the local buses, like I said, the party bus. And you know the bars that you can go to, Pasha, Ushuaia, is the big, big house scene.
Mm-hmm.
Black Coffee was playing out there, so that's also good.
Did you go?
No, I couldn't, because that was my last night and I was going home.
Would have extended the stay.
I wanted to.
Would have extended the stay?
It was like £200 for the flight. Jesus. So I was like, you know what? Nah. I'm not about that life. And I would say, booking with BA, they have flights that leave like 1, 2 in the morning. And I managed to get one for £30 on my way back.
Yeah.
So that's also advisable. You might miss, obviously, a party. So just do it the day after the party.
Yeah.
And I would recommend them, actually. I would. So, yeah.
Okay.
Those might be for tips.
Alright, so you got a little bit in there, right? A little solo YOLO's part two. Don't talk to strangers, but talk to strangers.
Oh, I forgot to add. Sorry, San Antonio has really, mm-hmm. really good beaches.
Okay.
Really, really good beaches.
I actually still haven't been an IB fan. I don't know if I'm getting too old now. I'm not
sure. No, you're not getting too old. You can go. I'll go with you if you want. I want to go back.
All right.
I want to go back. I really, really want to go back. But yeah, the two areas I went were San Antonio and Playa del Bosa. Mm-hmm. So you can go to either, but do make sure wherever your parties and stuff are, you're staying. So if you're staying in Playa or if you're staying in San Antonio, then, you know.
Wicked. Maybe I'll go. Anything else? Or is that us for today?
That's us for today. Unless we get any, like, questions or anything,
on the socials, and you know, if you're feeling that you want to do it and your friends aren't supporting you, come talk to us, because we'll make you feel better, we'll support you, we'll give you the encouragement you need to just book the flight, book the hotel, and just go for it. So yeah, you know where to find us,
and we're gonna tell you the truth, no lies.
Yeah, we'll tell you the truth still,
no lies told, straight truth.
Yeah. It's not worth going. We'll tell you, stay at home. There's rice at home. You know what I mean? It's financially, it's not for you right about now. Stay at home. Not every day, you know. Stay at home.
Isn't it? Not every day. Stand on the Instagram, on the Gram Insta. Stay at home. Jesus.
Yo. There's 3 things to do in London and it's just be home.
You know. Jeez. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Don't forget, at 2 Joys, we travel, taste, and we explore.
Yay!